Now, Paul says, verse 12, now we've received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Now, there's certain things that we can only understand that the Spirit of God reveals to us, and He does it freely. He wants to be our teacher, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Spirit teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Now, he makes this very profound statement here, and it's an axiom of Scripture. It's a very familiar verse. But the natural man, now that is the man that's unsaved. That's the way we're born into the world. We're dead in trespasses and sins. We have no capacity for God. We're an enemy of God. Now the natural man, he receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Now I hear this constantly of our program. A man told me he was a salesman. He's back east. He said, I just was going down the dial on my car radio. I was traveling to another town where I was to speak. And he said, I heard you come on. And I said, you're another preacher, and I'm tired of listening. And he said to them, and he started to turn me out, and he said, well, he's teaching the Bible. And I was dealing with, I don't know what passage, but he said, I wonder what he'll say about that. And he began to listen. Now, he resisted that. In fact, he finally cut me off, and he said, that fellow's some sort of a nut, a religious nut. But the next day, traveling to another town, he said, I'll listen again. And he listened again. And then coming back through, he remembered the time, and he listened again. And finally came to the Lord. But the natural man, he receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Why? They're foolishness unto him. And believe me, if you're listening to me right now, friend, and you're not a Christian, if you don't think what I'm saying is foolish, there's something wrong with you or me, one of us, we're wrong. Because God says that the natural man, this type of thing is foolishness to him. That is the preaching of the cross of Christ for salvation. And he says, neither can he know them. And I used to think in college, I had the high-minded notion that anything any man wrote, I could understand. Well, I found out that wasn't true. And you certainly are not going to know the Word of God till the Spirit of God opens your mind and heart to understand it. He says here, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. You see, only the Spirit of God can take the things of Christ and show them unto us. Now, the Lord Jesus said that. He said, when I go, I'm going to send him unto you. Now, when he comes, he'll not speak of himself. He'll take the things of mine and show them unto you. And friend, until the Spirit of God shows you the things of Christ, my speaking is certainly in vain.